I just don't get it.
Maybe your subscription ran out.
Why is it that even when we get old, we have the same randy thoughts we had when we were young?
It's one of God's cruel tricks.
More like Mother Nature's.
Yeah.
It says here that a man thinks about sex every 6 seconds.
Wow. It's about how long it takes me to get off.
Come again?
Okay, but you're going to have to wait a few hours.
I know what you mean.
But I still love to flirt with waitresses.
Oh, now you're making me hungry. How do they react?
Well, if they're over 50, single or needy, they think I might be a horny cougar hunter. And they seem to be okay with it.
Well, I flirted with an attractive young waitress the other day, and I think she flirted right back.
Wow.
I think I reminded her of her uncle.
Oh, yeah, I used to watch that show, Touched by an Uncle.
I'm going to have the Admiral Kelsey special. That's the mm-hmm. Seaman's Club.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tailhook of lobster, fillet of Navy seal, pastrami on thigh, and hold the women.
You got to go through a gantlet to get it, but okay.
Hey, I'm a cute old man.
I totally agree, Les. You are a man, and you're definitely old.
Dixie, who are those two old guys over in booth six?
Oh, those are a couple of regular old guys, Bill Oldman and Uncle Dave. They always come in for the senior special. Let me go take care of them.
Bill, you don't mind if I sit down here next to you, do you?
You were sitting, Uncle Bob.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Anyway,
like to sit on my lap.
I'm 89, as I was saying yesterday, and I still have my own teeth right here in my jacket pocket.
Those are nice. Stop nipping at my elbows.
You know, my daughter-in-law asked me yesterday, how do you get children to brush their teeth, Billy? Well, Edith, or Angel Dutch, actually. She changed her name to Angel Dutch back in the 60s. Honey, I said Irish whiskey. You know, I always brush with Irish whiskey.
Don't let the cat out of the doggy bag
here. It tastes good and it numbs your gums.
Listen, I don't want to sound a sour note, Uncle Bob, but let me let you in on a little secret sauce.
Yeah, what? Oh, really?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't really get that on your loofer.
So anyway, I said use Irish whiskey flavoring with the kids, which you can get in any convenience store in Europe. I remember seeing it there during one of the wars, you know, the one that we won.
If I wanted a nighttime story, I would have been at the motel.
So, anyway,
I'm Flemished.
I may have come across it on one of those cruises I took with my late wife, who was, I believe, still living at the time.
She's not here yet.
No.
She's late.
She is. She's my late wife. Anyway, brushing with whiskey will benefit the kids in two ways, Bill. First, they'll be brushing their teeth. And one, they will learn to hate strong liquor early in the morning, and they won't grow up like their Uncle Dave.
Oh, you put some of that on your hair, and you'll really have some salve on your neck.
Can I have some of that?
I'd like the facial.
Can I order that?
This is the facial combo platter. Oh. Have you tried it?
Oh, you just popped my hearing aid right out.
This is
you hear that?
The Popeye peas.
Doggone it. Let me turn it up
olive
a little bit.
Loaf.
Are you boys ready to order yet?
Who are you?
Hello, I'm Dixie.
Oh, Dixie, hello.
I've been motioning
sweetheart.
To you all night.
Well, I told you to watch your hands.
Let's see what we got here.
Uncle Bob, would you like the iced earlobe with puncture tool?
I'll have my regular, the meatloaf suppository and a glass of glycerin, two straws.
Now, boys, I thought you might want something soft, like scrambled cigs with uplinks.
I don't smoke anymore.
I'll
have you got any specials? Let me look at the menu.
Developmental Valley School District luncheon menus for this week. Plain Elementary School. Monday, paper stack, boneless burrito, paste, kitten on a stick, milk-a-roni. Tuesday, white bread on toast, glass of sugar, see-through lettuce, liquid milk. Wednesday, cake sponge, sugar sandwich, butter plate, cloth pudding, milk. Thursday, simple pie, banana splat, sugar mound, blanched cookie, whey. Friday, diaper surprise, clear peaches, steamed cereal boxes, sugar, milk.
Now, what are these?
Well, these are the aliens we told you about.
Yeah, the sandbar coming up is one of their typical landing sites, Bob.
You see that dehydrated horse?
Yeah, they do that.
And they love moss.
Oh, here, he wants me to eat some of it.
He thinks that we eat moss.
I'm pretending to eat it now, see, with my hands, to make him happy.
That's very nice.
It tastes awful, Bob.
Well, that's too bad.
Oh, look here. We're trying to give the guy some milk, but he doesn't seem to know what it is.
But they sure know where it comes from.
Uh-oh. Look at it. They're coming towards us.
They're coming towards you.
There's one. Oh, half price specials. I'll have the half-baked Medicare cakes with the Hillary sauce.
Oh, very good.
Just gonna have fiddle ferns and their own Perlman onion rosin.
Boys, I have
Who's gonna pay for that, by the way?
Listen, what about the Gillespie greens and a puff cheek pastry?
We don't have
them. Just thinking about it makes me dizzy. Right out,
Dixie, Bill. Come on over here.
So anyway, I said...
It's impossible to just take their
I couldn't watch TV because electricity hadn't been invented yet. And so, I made up my own start.
Yeah, just let them be, let them be. They've been here, they spend all night. Just
I know
take
the
them over
boys
something
the
nice.
Waiter, and there's a snorkel in my soup. Yeah.
So, what'd you do with the waitress?
Well, I tried to make her like me before I left.
How'd that work out?
She ended up loving me.
Really? How'd you swing that?
Easy. I left. A big tip.
Dear Nabby, darling Nabby. Thanks for the pomegranates. Spunky loves them and will be sitting up soon, I hope. As for the excellent porcelain astrolabe, there's an E in there, astrolabe, yes, which miraculously arrived in precise working condition after its perilous journey round the tip, oh dear, it's P.
Okay, I get it.
Really? How often?
Not very. No, I'm married. Speaking of insatiable appetites...
You see, every 6 seconds.
I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about food.
That's the same thing to me.
Well, here's something from the nutritionist.
As opposed to the nutritionist?
Yeah, well, they've apparently compiled a list here of baby boomers' favorite food groups.
Pablum? Growth clusters?
No.
George, first a tip for our viewers, maybe. How does an old man like you stay alive?
Well, sir, I try to get up every morning and watch television all day, Mr. Yellow.
Do you have a special diet, George?
I don't eat.
You don't eat?
No, but it hasn't affected my appetite.
Well, George,
you don't have any little growth clusters I could chew on, maybe, do you?
No. Cake, cream, bread, red hot chili peppers. Black-eyed peas.
Oh, I get it. Food groups.
Right.
The cranberries.
Sure.
Salt and pepper. Humble pie.
Smashing pumpkins.
Bananarama.
Don't turn on that.
Only me, the fresh chef. Tonight, my dear one, we are going to prepare and eat and enjoy together a dish from the exotic faraway land of Casablanca in Morocco. Tonight for you and me and us, we make beignets au banane, or translated, banana hats. To prepare this luscious dish, take 1 hour in advance to shower and pretty up. Then, meet him at the door. He will be carrying 2 eggs and, of course, 9 or 10 big bananas. Don't slam the door in his face, but welcome him warmly like this. Being careful not to bruise or overexcite the bananas. Then, place the bananas in comfortable places around the house. On a big sofa, in an easy chair, on top of the TV, in front of the TV. Don't worry, well, just let your imagination go wild and leave them there for a few days at least. This way, the bananas become like old friends. And you know, it is always best to cook with and eat a good friend. Now, slip out of something comfortable, and we are ready to begin. First, Assemble and scrub vigorously the ingredients with Lysol. And after washing your mouth out with it, arrange the eggs and the bananas deliciously upon a cracked terrace, thusly. Oh, then pull out the wheat sticks, farina, rice bodies, and groat cakes. Crumble them and pit them. And put this aside. We won't be using it until next week. When I show you how to make salt pudding. Now, pick up the two entire eggs and kiss them so. Then, covering your eyes if possible, smash them with a lead cudgel. Till the little white part look like paint flakes. Then mix well while adding progressively some artificial milk. Play with this with your fingers and rub it on your face. Then let it all stand out for a while, an hour or two, until the scum on the top becomes sticky. While waiting, you can watch TV with a banana or something. Now for the bananas. Gather them all together and épluche them swiftly before they know what happens. And put them also into the hot fudge we prepared last week. And sitting them under a rather high flame, burn them until mushy. Scrape off the crust, brush and powder them with soft powder, clam seasoning and ground glass to taste. Then, my darling, open a fine bottle of Japanese wine, preferably Nippon Cadet Ot 69. Turn out the lights, sit on the floor, and eat them in the dark. And darling, remember, please, always serve this dish hot. Piping hot. Thank you.
Hot tuna?
Vanilla fudge!
Meatloaf!
Oh, now I'm really hungry. Let's go hit on a few waitresses.
Huh? All right, I won't tell if you won't.
Tell what?
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Here comes the bus.
Okay. Where are we going?
I would say back to the 70s.
Yeah, okay. I could use some American Pie right
see?
Now.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die.
Located in the basement of the Donut King Drive-In is a new and unique dining experience, freeway close but far enough to work up one heck of an appetite.
It's Vincent Tomain's Leg of the Crow restaurant.
Yes, Leg of the Crow, dining au naturel, nude and informal, as it was in Rome before the tourists came.
Vincent Tomain's Leg of the Crow restroom, where your host Vincent is ever ready to tickle your palate with a golden feather, and the bathroom's just a quick trot down the hall.
Leg of the Crow, where the salad's tossed at you, not at your table, and sharing dessert with a stranger is almost a way of life.
And if you want to drink your dinner and dunk your date, there's a wine list that'd make a Greek burp. Squeezed fresh at your table in an aluminum thumbscrew just like Daddy used to do.
Wet your whistle with these fine selections. Chablis, Beaujolais, Nippon Cadet, Cabernet, Sauvignon, and Pinot Noir. Red, white, blue, any year, you name it, we print it, you drink it at Vince Tomain's Leg of the Crow Restaurant.
Conveniently located near the medical center, color TV in every room, phonetically translated real French menu, food to go, and free doggy bags supplied with every order of Vietnamese food.
At Vince Tomain's Domain, the Crippled Crow.
And remember, you only live once, but you have to eat every day.
Every 6 seconds, see?
Boomers on a Bench is based on actual and factual freshly broken news.
And it's all surreal, folks.
Let's go.